Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every day I get in the queue.
That's the Hollies bringing us back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. I am the Small Business Advocate. And that's my website, too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. We're having a great visit with our good friend Ruth King, the CEO of Profitability Channel, the author of The Courage to Be Profitable. You're starting to get the picture, folks. She wants to help you become profitable. That isn't a good thing. That's not a bad thing. And so you need to find out whatever Ruth is doing and follow her. Listen to her. She knows what she's talking about. She's no nonsense, plain English. Help you get to transition. She will help you transition from being a small business that chases cash all the time, and get you to the point where you've got some profitability. You know, Ruth, if you've got, as you well know, this is something small business owners need to learn. If they'll slowly but surely make sure they are profitable and retain those profits, eventually, if there's a cash lull, they don't lose their company. They don't have to run to the bank. They don't have to worry about having to lay people off. There's things go a lot better, don't they?
Right. And reality of the situation is sometimes in slower economic times, you still have to lay people off because it's a choice, not because you don't have the cash.
Well, the other thing is if you're profitable and you retain your earnings, it shows up on your balance sheet. And folks, nothing makes a banker happier than to see that you are retaining earnings in your bank and on your balance sheet, because that shows, number one, that you can run a business profitably. Number two, it shows you've got some discipline, right?
Right. And reality is that most small business owners rarely look at their balance sheets. They look more at their profit and loss statements, which is a joke, because your profitability is on your balance sheet. It's not on your P&L.
That's right.
Your balance sheet will tell you, you know, whether you can pay bills. It can tell you whether, for those of you who have inventory, whether you're building inventory, whether you have too much debt, whether you've got a collection problem. I mean, that's all on your balance sheet. It's not your P&L. Your P&L just tells you made a profit or a loss for a period of time. Your balance sheet is a continuum.
That's exactly right. The your operating statement is basically as important as it is now, but it's basically showing you what you've done today or this week or this month, what you've eaten, what you've worn, so to speak. But your balance sheet tells you what's inside, whether you're healthy or not.
Exactly, and your balance sheet is a snapshot of the health of your company at a moment in time.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's what you're going to talk about on Monday, profitability. What about Tuesday?
Well, Monday we're talking about marketing profitability. We're taking profitability in all the various segments of business. So, like Monday, we're talking about marketing profitability, i.e., how do you find your customers? Are you profitably doing this? Are you looking at traditional marketing media? And is that profitable for you? You know, when you track it, are you generating the leads that you need to generate? I mean, there's all these things. We don't think about profitability being in any other sense of what we do other than the financial side of it. But there also is marketing profitability. There's HR profitability, and there's sales profitability.
Right.
I mean, think about it from an HR perspective. Are you guys productive? Is your employee team productive?
Well, let's stick with marketing. Explain to us explain to us how you think about marketing from a profitability standpoint.
All right, you're trying to find a new customer, or you're trying to find, you know, a different group to sell your products and services to. How do you do that profitably? Do you use traditional marketing media? Do you use SEO type things and Facebook and those types of things? And can you profitably do it? I mean, we look at it from an SEO, and everybody says they need to be on Facebook and they need to be on LinkedIn and they need to do SEO optimization. But is that profitable for you? Are you getting the leads that you need as a result of doing it? Now, some people say yes, some people say no, but unless you track it, unless you know what you're getting with the leads that you're getting, and if you're spending X number of dollars, are you getting Y leads to
and
cover
this is
that
really
X
an important point to make right here, Ruth. You're making an excellent one, because when you think of traditional marketing, it typically comes with a price. It typically comes, somebody has to write a check for some kind of marketing activity, and obviously, if you're writing a check, you should expect to get a return. You should expect to get some business from that. With regard to building communities, as in social media, you're going to spend time there, maybe not as much money, but the return is going to take longer. So your calculus, Ruth, on which one's paying off is going to be a different calculus, isn't it? It's not just going to be, I write a check, I get more business. It's going to be, I spend time, I write some checks, but I have to wait on it longer.
Well, the reality is time is dollars.
Yep.
And if you use what I call Ruth's Rule number 2, take the total cost and divide it by your gross margin, and that's how much revenue you have to generate from that particular marketing activity.
Right.
So did you do it or not? I mean, it's real easy. It's a black and white yes or no
decision.
Well,
yeah. So, for example, if you hire an intern at minimum wage to manage the nuts and bolts of your social media, you add that cost in there. But my point is you try to come to the same conclusion, but you have to realize that the rules for traditional marketing and the expectations of traditional marketing are not the same as they are for social media marketing.
But they should be.
Well, in what you want to wind up with, but in doing the calculus, you've got different components.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Totally agreed.
In doing the math, you got different components, and that's I think where people get mess up is they try to compare apples and apples, but they're not apples and apples. The traditional meat marketing is apples and social media marketing is oranges. You're looking for the same. They're both fruits. You're looking for the same result, but you have to calculate them differently. We'll come back. We're going to talk about another form. I want to talk about sales and profitability after these messages with Ruth King. Her book is called The Courage to Be Profitable.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.